alle vragen. Op alle vragen is de Heere het antwoord. En wij kunnen ook het antwoord vinden bij de Heere. Ja, Heere, we danken u, we loven en prijzen uw Vader Jezus Christus. We danken u voor uw grootheid en uw almacht, Vader. We danken u, Vader Jezus, voor allen in de wereld zijn. We danken u, Vader, voor het geroer in de wereld, Vader. Vader Jezus. Ja, we vragen, maar we danken u dat u het zal voleindigen, Vader Jezus. Want alles heeft een einde. Mijn God, u zal in onze behoeften voorzien, Vader Jezus. En wees ons genadig, mijn Heiland. Wees ons genadig, want dat bidden wij, Vader. Want u alleen heeft het volle verlossing aan ons gegeven. En u alleen hebt geroepen, het is volbracht. Vader, laten wij het van u verwachten, Vader Jezus Christus. Want u bent de redder, Vader, in iedere nood. Vader, u bent de wonderbare raadsman, de sterke God. U bent de vredevorst, Vader Jezus. Daarom verwachten wij alles van u, mijn Heiland. Vader, en we danken u voor de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest, mijn Heiland. We danken u voor Jeruzalem, al die plaatsen, Vader Jezus. En mogen we uw rust hebben, mogen we uw liefhebben rust genieten, mijn Heiland. Vader, de tranen die u zien, Vader Jezus, droog ze allemaal, Vader. De wenende Vader, zegt u, we moeten met ze wenen. Vader, maar om te danken, te loven en prijzen, Vader, u alleen geven wij de eer. Want u bent waardig, Vader, waardig te ontvangen alle lof en eer, Vader Jezus. Zegen uw woord, Vader. Zegen ieder die meeleest en die luistert, Vader. Zegen alle gospels, radio's, Vader. Maar Vader, ook die geen gospels zijn, Vader Jezus. Raak ze aan, Vader Jezus. Want u doet het, Vader. Vader, we danken u dat u alles doet, Vader Jezus. Glorie en aanbidding voor uw machtige Jezus naam. Vader, we dragen het woord die gebracht wordt overal aan u op, Vader Jezus. En we danken u, Vader, dat u voorgaat in uw woord, Vader. We danken u voor zuster Marlene en broeder Cor, Vader. En zegen u, Vader, rijkelijk. Dat bid ik u in Jezus' naam. Amen. Ja, lieve luisteraars, we gaan lezen. We gaan lezen uit de tweede brief van Petrus, hoofdstuk 1. En we gaan eerst naar onze psalm. En 124. Een bedevaartslied van David. En David zegt: ware het niet de Heere die met ons was, zeggen nu Israël. Ware het niet de Heere die met ons was, toen mensen tegen ons opstonden, dan hadden zij ons leven verslonden, toen hun toren tegen ons ontbrandde. Dan hadden de wateren ons overstroomd, een wilde beek waren over ons heen gegaan. Dan waren de overstelpende wateren over ons heen gegaan. Maar geprezen zij de Heere die ons niet overgaf ten buit aan hun tanden. Onze ziel is ontkomen als een vogel uit de strik van de vogelvangers. De strik is gebroken en wij zijn ontkomen. Onze hulp is in de naam des Heren, die hemel en aarde gemaakt heeft. En het zegt in het begin: geprezen zij Israëls redder. Amen. We gaan naar onze Bijbelleesplan. En nogmaals, onze Bijbelleesplan komt van 2 Petrus. Tweede brief van Petrus, hoofdstuk 2. De dwaalleraars. Toch zijn er ook valse profeten onder het volk geweest. Zoals ook onder u valse leraars zullen komen die verderfelijke ketterijen zullen doen binnensluipen, zelfs de heerser die hen gekokt heeft. Verlokende en een schielijk verderf over zichzelf brengen. En velen zullen hun losbandigheden navolgen, zodat door hun schuld de weg der waarheid gelasterd zal worden. En zij zullen uit hebzucht met verzonnen redeneringen u als koopwaar behandelen. Maar het oordeel houdt zich reeds lang met hen bezig en hun verderf sluimert niet. Want indien God engelen die gezondigd hadden niet gespaard heeft, maar hen door hen in de afgrond te werpen aan krochten der duisternis heeft overgegeven om hen tot het oordeel te bewaren en de wereld van de voortijd niet gespaard heeft, maar Noach, de prediker der gerechtigheid, met 7 anderen bewaard heeft. Toen hij de zonvloed over de wereld der goddelozen bracht en de steden Sodom en Gomorra tot as verbrand, tot omkering gedoemd en ten voorbeeld gesteld heeft voor hen die goddeloos zouden leven. Maar de rechtvaardige Lot, die zwaar te lijden had onder de losbandige wandel der zedelozen, heeft behouden. Want deze rechtvaardige heeft onder hen wonende dag aan dag zijn rechtvaardige ziel gekweld door het zien en horen van hun tegen alle wet ingaande werken. En dan weet de Heere de godsvruchten uit de verzoeking te verlossen en de onrechtvaardigen te bewaren om hen op die dag des oordeels te straffen. Vooral hen die begeren naar onreinheid het vlees volgen en hemelse heerschappij verachten. Zulke vermetelen vol van zelfbehagen schromen niet de heerlijkheden te lasteren, terwijl engelen hun meerderen in sterkte en macht bij de Heere geen smadelijke oordeel tegen deze inbrengen. Zij daarentegen als redeloze wezens van nature voortgebracht om gevangen en verdelikt te worden, lasteren datgene waarvan zij geen verstand hebben en zullen in hun verdelging ook verdelikt worden, onrecht ontmoetende tot loon voor hun onrecht. Zij achten het een genot op klaarlichte dak te zwelgen. Schandvlekken en smetten zijn zij die in hun bedriegerij en zwelgen als zij met hun feesten, en zij hebben ogen die altijd uitzien naar een overspeelster en nooit ophouden met zondigen. Zij verlokken ons onstandvastige zielen. Hun hart is volleerd in hebzucht. Kinderen der vervloeking zijn zij, doordat zij de rechte weg verlaten hebben. Zijn zij verdwaald en de weg opgegaan van Bileam, de zoon van Beor, die het loon der ongerechtigheid lief had, maar een terechtwijzing kreeg voor zijn ongerechtigheid. Het stomme lastdier dat met mensen stem sprak, heeft de dwaasheid van de profeet verhinderd. Deze zijn bronnen zonder water, nevelen door een windvlaag voortgejaagd, voor wie de donkere duisternis is weggelegd. Want met holle, hoogdravende klanken verlokken zij door vleeselijke begeerten en door ongebondenheid hen die zich ternauwernood aan degenen die in dwaling verkeren omtrekken. Vrijheid spiegelen zij hun voor, hoewel zij hen zelf slaven des verderfs zijn. Immers, door wie men overmeester is, die slaaf is men. Want indien zij aan de bezoedelingen der wereld ontvloden door de erkentenis van de Heere en Heiland Jezus Christus, toch weer erin verstrikt raken en erdoor overmeesterd worden, dan is hun laatste toestand erger dan de eerste. Het zou immers beter voor hen geweest zijn geen kennis verkregen te hebben van de weg der gerechtigheid, dan met die kennis zich af te keren van het heilige gebod dat hun overgeleverd is. Hun is overkomen wat een waar spreekwoord zegt: een hond die teruggekeerd is na zijn uitbraaksel, of een gewassen zeug naar de modderpoel. We gaan naar hoofdstuk 3. De dag des Heren. Dit is reeds de tweede brief, geliefden, die ik u schrijf. In beide tracht ik u zuiver besef door herinnering wakker te houden, om aan de woorden te denken die door de heilige profeten tevoren gesproken zijn, en aan het gebod uw apostelen van de Heere en Heiland. Dit vooral moet gij weten, dat er in de laatste dagen spotters met spotterij zullen komen, die naar hun eigen begeerten wandelen en zeggen: waar blijft de belofte van mijn komst? Want sedert de vaderen ontslagen zijn, blijft alles zo als het van het begin der schepping af geweest is. Want willens en wetens ontgaat hun dat door het woord van God de hemelen er sedert lang geweest zijn en de aarde, die uit en door het water bestaat, waardoor de toenmalige wereld is vergaan, verzwolken door het water. Maar de tegenwoordige hemelen en de aarde zijn door hetzelfde woord als een schat weggelegd ten vure bewaard tegen de dag van het oordeel en van de ondergang der goddeloze mensen. Doch dit ene mag u niet ontgaan, geliefden, dat één dag bij de Heere is als 1000 jaar en 1000 jaar als 1 dag. En 1000 jaar als 1 dag. De Heere tel hem niet met de belofte als zijn er die aan termen denken. Maar hij is langmoedig jegens u, daar hij niet wil dat sommigen verloren gaan, doch dat allen tot bekering komen. Maar de dag des Heren zal komen als een dief. Op die dag zullen de hemelen met gedruis voorbij gaan en de elementen door vuur vergaan. En de aarde en de werken daarop zullen bevonden worden of zullen gevonden worden. Daar al deze dingen anders vergaan, hoedanig behoort gij dan te zijn in heilig wandel en godsvrucht, vol verwachting, u spoedende naar de komst van de dag Gods, terwille waarvan de hemelen brandende zullen vergaan en de elementen in vuur zullen wegsmelten. Wij verwachten echter na zijn belofte nieuwe hemelen en een nieuwe aarde waar gerechtigheid woont. Daarom, geliefden, beijvert u in deze verwachting onbevlekt en onberispelijk te blijken voor hem in vrede. En houd de langmoedigheid van onze Heere voor zaligheid, zoals ook onze geliefde broeder Paulus na de hem gegeven wijsheid u geschreven heeft. Evenals in alle brieven wanneer hij over deze dingen spreekt, daarin is een en ander moeilijk te verstaan, want wat de onkundige en onstandvastige lieden tot hun eigen verderf verdraaien, evenals trouwens de overige schriften. Geliefden, daar gij het nu van tevoren weet, wees op uw hoede, dat gij niet door dwaling der zedelozen medegesleept afvalt van uw eigen standvastigheid, maar wast op in de genade en in de kennis van onze Heere en Heiland, Jezus Christus. Hem zij de heerlijkheid, zowel nu als tot de dag der eeuwigheid. Ja, vers 13 zegt, vers 11 zegt, dat al deze dingen al dus vergaan, hoedanig behoort gij dan te zijn in heilig wandel en godvrucht, vol verwachten, u spoedende naar de komst van de dag God. En ik zeg tegen ons allemaal, dat al deze dingen al dus vergaan, hoedanig behoren wij dan te zijn in heilig wandel en godsvrucht, tot verwachting u ons spoedende naar de komst van de dag Gods, terwille waarvan de hemelen brandende zullen vergaan en de elementen in vuur zullen wegsmelten. En geliefden, daar gij het nu van tevoren weet, wees op uw hoede, dat gij niet door dwaling der zedeloze mede gesleept afval van uw eigen standvastigheid, maar wast op in de genade en in de kennis van onze Heere en Heiland, Jezus Christus. Want hem alleen zij de heerlijkheid, zowel nu als tot de dag der eeuwigheid. Dan wil ik u danken dat u hebt meegelezen en geluisterd met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene. De Heere zegene u rijkelijk. En de Heere zegene u ook uit Sion. In Jezus' wonderbare naam. Amen.
Amen, zuster Emma. Dank u ook vannacht voor de bijdrage die u geleverd heeft aan de uitzending. De Heere waakt over u. En wij wensen u een goede nachtrust toe. En zo de Heere het leidt tot morgen.
dank u wel, broeder Cor. Broeder Cor moet voor me, en zuster Marlene moet voor me bidden voor die knie, hoor.
Ja, het komt in orde.
Niet op de televisie, maar op de telefoon, maar zo als jullie bidden, hoor.
Het komt in orde.
Zet wel zeker voor me bij, hè.
Goed dan. Ja.
Dag, oh, dat broeder Cor, dat moet je aan zuster Marlene en God zekenen jullie nogmaals. Broeder Cor kan me alle dagen bellen, want dit is mijn troost, hoor, broeder Cor.
Ik begrijp het.
Ja, is mijn troost, is mijn troost.
We weten,
dank u wel.
We weten alles.
Dank, broeder Cor.
Dag, Susanna.
If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance with me. His disciples answered, "But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "7," they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 baskets full of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 men were present. And having sent them away, he got into the boat, his disciples, and went to the region of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus, to test him. They asked him for a sign from heaven. Oh, Jesus sighed deeply and said, "Why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given to it." Then he left them, go back into the boat, and crossed on the other side. We are almost done. Verse 14. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. "Be careful," Jesus warned them. "Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees. and that of the herald. They discussed this with one another and said, ah, it is because we have no bread with us. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see, ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves of the 5,000? And how many baskets of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketful of pieces did you pick up? They said, 7. He said to them, do you still not understand? Do you still not understand? My brothers and sisters, today you will be blessed. The Bible says that a large crowd followed Jesus. Why? Because the large crowd saw hope in Jesus Christ. They followed Jesus because Jesus had the answer for their lives. They followed Jesus because Jesus was the one who blessed them, healed them, set them free, raised them from the dead. Now, when they followed Jesus Christ and they come to this remote area, and the Bible says that this large crowd had nothing to eat, and Jesus said one thing. He said, I have compassion with them. I have compassion with them. Jesus had compassion with the people who followed him. Did you listen to me? How many followers of Jesus are here today? Do you know that Jesus has compassion to you? Do you know that Jesus Christ, more than anyone else, is interested in you? He has compassion for your life. He has compassion for the things that you are going through in life. Jesus said, I have compassion with them. Jesus has compassion with people. He considers people. He said, if I send them back home, they're going to die on the way. Do you know what it means? Consideration. Jesus Christ considers you. Jesus Christ is interested in you. Jesus Christ never wants you to suffer. He loves you. He cares for you, brothers and sisters. He said, I have compassion with them. And then he said, I cannot send them back because on the road, they're going to die. You see, my friend, many followed Jesus, but they were hungry. And many followed Jesus, and they were in the middle of desert. Do you know what this means? This means that when you follow Jesus, it doesn't mean that every time everything is beautiful and nice. Even if you follow Jesus Christ, there will come a time that you find yourself in the desert. Come on, somebody. But the good news is that while you are in the desert, somebody is also with you in the desert. That while you are going through desert, somebody cares for you in the desert. You are not alone in the desert, my friend. You are not alone in the desert. Even though you are in the desert, even though you may feel hungry spiritually, even though you may feel even hungry with bread, and even though you may feel hungry financially, but I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. When you are in Christ Jesus, even you are in the middle of the desert of your life, He is there with you. He has compassion for you. He cares for you. He considers your life. Somebody who is broken heart today, somebody who feels lonely today, somebody who feels he is in the desert today, I come with the good news for you, that you are not alone in the desert. You are not alone in the desert. You are not with disciples. No, you are with Jesus. Jesus is right there in the middle of desert with you. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus is with you. You see, my friend, we always think that when we come to Christ Jesus, every time we will pass through the wonderful waters and green pastures. No, a time will come that we pass through deserts in our life. You see, when I became a Christian, I thought that I will be a problem-free person. It didn't take me 3 weeks, already the problems started. And I said to my pastor said, oh, the Lord is testing your faith. Hello, somebody. When I became a Christian, I thought When you are a Christian, you are a problem-free person. And you know what I thought? I thought that when I am a Christian, all other fellow brothers and sisters are like angels. They are shining in the sky. It took me 1 month to discover that even in my own church that I was attending, there were devils. Oh, come on, I feel like preaching today. Is somebody listening? You see, you can go through desert. You can go through hardship in life. But the question is Jesus with you? Since you are following Jesus, he is with you. And he has compassion with you. He has compassion with people. He has compassion with his followers. And you may be ended up in desert today. Yes, but he will help you to come out of the desert. He will help you to come out of the desert. Now listen to me. This is funny. This is interesting. Here is Jesus. He already did a miracle before. He feed also 5,000 men. Here are 4,000 men. And here is Jesus Christ saying to his disciples. He's saying, hey, I want to feed these people. I have compassion for these people. My heart cries for these people. My heart cries for you today. And you know what the disciples said? The disciples said, Master, how in the world, in this remote place, we can find bread? Hello? Hello? How in the world, in this remote place, in this hot Middle Eastern desert, we can find bakery? How? Please tell me, Jesus Christ. And they begin to murmur. And they begin to, you know, say, ah, this is impossible. He is talking again. How can we feed 4,000 people whereby we don't have even any food with us, any bread with us? You see, my brothers and sisters, who were these people? Can somebody answer me? Who were these people who said that? Disciples. Sometimes you find more disciples in the church who lack faith than people outside the church. Hello? Is somebody listening to me today? These were disciples, John, Peter, Paul. No, Paul was not among. John, Peter. And all of them. And they are saying, how can we, in the middle of the desert, find bread? Well, it reminds me of somebody. Maybe it reminds me of you. Maybe it reminds me of myself. You see, my brothers and sisters, these disciples of Jesus Christ look at the desert. These disciples of Jesus Christ look at the impossibility. But Jesus looked at the possibility. That is the difference. Life is a matter of how you are looking at things. Did you listen to me, somebody? I said life is a matter of how you are looking at something. The disciples look at the desert, but Jesus look at how to feed them. That's the difference, my friend. How do you look at life? Are you looking at the desert? And are you saying that the desert is huge? The desert is massive? The desert, Pastor, you don't know my desert. My desert is so big like sub-Sahara Africa. My desert is so big like the desert of Saudi Arabia. You don't know my desert, preacher. You don't know what I'm going through, preacher. You don't know what kind of a hell of a husband I have at home. He make life for me like a desert. You don't know the immigration of this society, how it makes a life for me to become a desert. You don't know, Pastor, my lawyer, every time he give me bad news. You don't know, preacher, my friends, they make life like a desert to me. And I come to tell you, sister, I come to tell you, brother, stop looking at the desert. Stop looking at your desert and begin to look at Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ will give you possibilities of life. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far beyond you can imagine or think. Oh, come on. We need to change our attitude. We need to change our attitude. We need to stop looking at impossibilities. And we need to begin to look at possibilities. For everything is possible for those who believe. Oh, you missed me. I said everything is possible for those who believe. The question is, what are you looking at? Are you looking at your problem? Are you looking at your desert? Just like the disciple of Jesus, they look at the desert. Ah, Jesus, here you are again, talking nonsense. And maybe some of you right now, as I am teaching you and I'm preaching, you are saying, this preacher is telling me nonsense. Because this preacher don't know what I'm going through. Then I come to tell you, you don't know what I go through. Come on. You don't know what I go through. Hey, I feel like preaching today. While I'm preaching to you right now, your mind is already in your desert. Oh, Pastor, you don't know how I have to pay my bills. You don't know how I have to do this. Pastor, you can go on the pulpit and preach as you like, but you don't know what I'm going through. And I come to tell you, you don't know what I'm going through. But one thing I want to tell you, whether whatever we go through, we go it together. And whatever we go through, we have a Jesus in our desert. He will never leave us nor forsake us, brother. Somebody is in our desert. Somebody is with us. Somebody is following us. His name is Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, what kind of disciple do you want to be? Are you want to be a disciple who look at the remote area? Pastor, you don't know how remote area I am. You don't know in this country, Pastor. You don't know how hard life is in Europe. You don't know how hard life is in Asia. Have you come to Middle East? Come, I will bring you. Then you know how hard life is. Come on. I feel like preaching today. Don't look at the impossibilities of your life. Don't say that I cannot do it. I am just a foreigner, or I am just whoever I am. I cannot do it. Why? The very same faith you have in believing that you cannot, you can have the very same faith in believing that you can. It takes the same faith to believe that you can't. And it's the same faith you believe that you can. Hey! Look at your neighbor, say you can. You can. I believe I can. I can be promoted. I can be a good mother. I can be a good father. I can be a good businessman. It is possible for me. I don't know how. I don't know when. But it will happen because my eyes are on the Lord. My heart is on the Lord. Hey, I feel like preaching today. You are sitting there like that. Hey. That goes the spirit of Pentecostalism inside of me. Disciples said, this remote area. And Jesus said, no problem. This remote area, you will see what will happen. Disciples look at the desert. Jesus look at the possibilities. Listen, the disciples try to understand their situation logically. Look, I'm not against logics. I love logic. But sometimes logic fails. And when logic fails, God comes in. Hey, you didn't hear me today. I said when logic fails, when every kind of logic, philosophy 2 + 2 = 4, it stops working for you, then you are about to receive a miracle. Hey, I have compassion with them. Just think about it. I have compassion with them. Change that with them with your name. I have compassion with Chuku. I have compassion with Hetty. I have compassion with James. I have compassion with Rula. I have compassion with Taya. I have compassion because I love people. That is Jesus. He loves you. He cares for you. Hey, the disciples, they are busy to be theological. Theological doesn't work there, my friend. It's a desert, huh? Some people in the village in Zimbabwe, I was in Zimbabwe in 1998, they were complaining to me. They said, Pastor, we are complaining because we are in the middle of suffering. And these pastors from theological seminary, they come to preach to us the Greek and the Hebrew meaning of, we don't need Greek and Hebrew. We need something. We need a miracle in the middle of Greek and Hebrew, all these things. We need life. We need power. Hallelujah. The disciples confessed the impossibilities. Let me tell you something, my friend. You are what you say you are. You are what you say with your mouth. If you say you are a failure, you are a failure. I am sorry to say. If you say you are ugly, I am sorry, you are ugly. If you say that no one likes me, I am sorry, no one likes you. But if you begin to believe that you are beautiful, that you can, that you will, hey, all things will be possible. Some people's attitude. What is some people's attitude? They wake up in the morning, they don't want to look in the mirror because they think they are ugly. Oh, shall I enlarge my lips with Botox? Oh, come on, don't laugh at me. That's a multinational business now. My friend, God give you lips. Why you want to put Botox on that thing? Nowadays in China, they even cut the bone and put something between the two bones to become taller. I mean, how far can you go? I mean, you can operate yourself 25 times, as I have seen on television. I've seen some women, especially women, get into these things. I've seen some women, my friend, they don't look anymore like human beings. Here is swallow, here is swallow, the lip is swallow, the hair don't look. My friend, we can operate ourselves. Humanity can operate himself for thousand and thousand times, but something does not change inside of you. You will keep on operating, you will keep on changing, you will keep on botoxing, but nothing will happen, because change must come from inside of you. You have to begin to love yourself, you have to begin to believe in yourself, you have to begin to trust in yourself, you have to begin that to believe that in the desert of your life there is Jesus Christ. He believes in you, he trusts in you. Somebody, I feel like preaching today. Hey, if you don't change inside of you, you can look 20 times in the mirror trying to make yourself like Jennifer Lopez, but nothing is happening. Hey, begin to change. Begin to confess the beauty of God. Begin to confess, say, I am a beautiful person. I am a blessed person. I am a successful person. Even if nothing is successful around you. I feel like preaching today. Listen now. I haven't preached yet, huh? Papa, this is the introduction to my main message. Listen now. I said somebody will be blessed today. The disciples murmured. Jesus, how can we give food to 4,000 men? Tell me. It's impossible. Impossible to do that. Jesus said, how many loaves of bread do you have? Seven loaves. He took the seven loaves of bread. He prayed. He put down. He distributed to 4,000 people. I don't know what happened. I don't know how this can happen. Don't get theological to me. It's a miracle. But listen, I'm not going to preach on the miracle today. That's another time. Then he said, there are also some fish. They give the fish. He prayed. And then, so many fish they distribute. I don't know how happened. What happened? How did they do that? You can be theological with me. I don't know. But I want to come to the seed of this message. I want to come to the main point of this message. My friend, listen to me. Jesus took the amount of bread and fish. He prayed over it. Listen carefully. He gave thanks. It multiplied. He distributed. My message today is about multiplication. I told you, I didn't preach yet. My main message today is about multiplication. You see, Jesus Christ asked his disciples, listen to me, how many bread do you have? They said, he said, give them to me. Listen to me. The first lesson you need to learn from this message is this. Willingness to share is the key to multiplication. Ah, the club offering was very few, but anyway, give good. Listen, I said, the willingness to share is the key to multiplication. The disciples were willing to share the seven bread, and the seven bread multiplied. The disciples were willing to give the fish. That's why the fish multiplied. Let me tell you something. The secret of multiplication in your life means get rid of being stingy. Stingy people will never succeed in life. Greedy people will never succeed in life. But generous people will always have abundance, because what they receive, they give it away. Oh, come on, somebody. People who are generous, whether it is with money, whether it is with time, whether it is with house, whether it is with helping somebody, generous people will always have multiplication in their lives. Generous people will always be blessed. I'm not talking about how the bread changed into 7,000 bread. I don't know. But one thing I know, the disciples were willing to give. They were not greedy. You see, the biggest problem today in our world is greed. That is why we have economic crisis. That is why we have poor people in the world. That is why the world is suffering. You know why? Because of greed. Because those who have want to have more, and they don't want to share it with other people. And those who don't have, even what they have is being taken away by those who are greedy. Listen to me, my friend. If you want to be blessed, if you want to have multiplication in your life, do not be greedy. Do not be stingy. Because being greedy, being stingy will block your multiplication. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Willingness to share is the key to multiplication. It was not about how many fish it was. It was about willingness to share. I'm telling you, sometimes I am also greedier. Especially when I buy some food. You know, some food I like, eh? But now I have two grown-up sons. They are my rivals. Understand? So I buy some food that I like. So I come to the house, I try to hide them somewhere that these two boys will not find. That after my Bible study course, I go home, I can secretly eat it. My brother, when I come home, I see everything is spoiled, like two tigers have finished it. Then I become, you people, how can you find where I have hidden the thing? And they say to me, Papa, we are your sons, eh? Your genetics is rolling in our body. We know how you think. You see, every time I buy something, I try to hide. I come home, it's finished. Chips, finished. I love chips. Hey, I put, hide it behind. So hard. Then I come home, I see the chips is empty. The sack is empty. You see, sometimes we can get greedy, eh? Very greedy. People can get greedy. What I'm saying is a joke, but in reality, there are also greedy people. Maybe you know your friend is in need. You heard it. So-and-so is in need. And then the mobile phone rings. You see the name of so-and-so on your mobile phone. You will not pick it up because you know so-and-so is in need. If you pick it up, hey, you need to help. So the phone is ringing. You are not picking. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Do you want multiplication in your life? Do not be stingy. Do not be greedy. Be always ready to help somebody. Be always ready to bless somebody. Be always ready to give to somebody who is in need, who asks you for help. Because I am telling you, a person who is greedy will never succeed in life. Maybe he will accumulate a lot of money, but that money will collapse one day. Maybe he will accumulate a lot of fame and name.
Studio 7 van Radio Sevilla aan. Goedenacht. Het is weer een tijd voor een uitzending. Wel tot 1 uur. De uitzending zal ook vannacht geopend worden door zuster Emma. Met het openingsgebed, het bijbelleesplan en een bemoedigend woord. Naast zuster Emma, muziek tot 1 uur. Dan is het weer een tijd om afscheid van u te nemen. Stefania Radio wens u al een fijne, gezegende luistertijd toe. Goedenacht, zuster Emma.
Goedenacht, broeder Kar.
Van harte welkom. Ook vannacht geven we u de microfoon en we wensen u God zegen en kracht toe. Gaat u gang.
Dank u wel, broeder Kar. Ja, lieve luisteraars. Ik groet u allen in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland, onze Heer Jezus Christus, die is gegeven alle macht in de hemel en op de aarde. Ja, lieve luisteraars, het is tijd voor het Bijbelleesplan. En u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Sevilla, waar onze Heer Jezus Christus centraal staat. Ja, trouwe God en Heiland, Jezus Christus. We loven en prijzen uw machtige Jezus naam. We geven u eer, lof en dank, Vader Jezus Christus, dat wij voor u mogen verschijnen deze avond in de geest, Vader. En we danken u, Vader Jezus, voor uw liefde en voor uw barmhartigheid, Vader Jezus. We danken u voor uw woord, Vader, wat gelezen zal worden. En dat gelezen overal, Vader, dat is gelezen overal, Vader. Dat danken wij u voor, Vader Jezus. Vader, wij danken u voor uw liefde, voor uw kracht en voor uw genade, Vader Jezus. Wij danken u, Vader Jezus, voor wat alles in de wereld gebeurt, mijn Heiland. Dat u de redder der wereld bent, Vader Jezus. Dat u de eeuwige Vader bent, Vader Jezus. We danken u, Vader, dat u het antwoord bent op alles, Vader. Op alles, mijn Heiland. Vader, dank u wel. Dank u wel dat wij mogen komen met alle gemeentes, alle voorgangers, alle ziekenhuizen en alle ziekte, Vader. En we leggen ze voor uw troon van genade, Vader. Vader, wil u ze omringen, Vader, met kracht om God, mijn Heiland. Dat bidden wij u in Jezus' naam. Vader, we dragen ook Jeruzalem, Vader, aan u op, Vader. De wereld vrede, mijn Heiland, Jezus. De kinderen, mijn Heiland, die naar school gaan, Vader. We dragen ook de onderwijzers en onderwijzeressen aan u op, Vader. Alle kerken, alle gemeentes, overal, Vader, dragen wij aan u op, Vader. Vader, u weet wat u doet, Vader. U weet, Vader Jezus, wat wij van nodig hebben, Vader. U ziet ons hart, u kent de wereld. U hebt de hemel en de aarde gemaakt, Vader. Vader, alleen u kan redden, Vader. Vader, maar wij loven u, prijzen uw naam, Vader. Omdat u machtig bent in woorden en in daden, Vader Jezus. Daarom, Vader, draag ik alle gemeentes aan u op. Vader, ook de zending en gemeente draag ik aan u op, Vader. Vader, ik draag ook zuster van Suriname, van Lomakandra, aan u op, Vader. Vader, wilt u de zending zegenen, Vader. En alle zendingen, Vader Jezus Christus. Vader, wij dragen ze ook aan u op, mijn Heiland Jezus. Ja, Vader, we geven u eer. We geven u lof. We geven u dank, Vader. Vader, wij roepen op u, Vader. Geef u allen genade, Vader. En zegen allen, Vader. Vader, maar we bidden ook voor Suriname, mijn Heiland Jezus. Vader, we weten niet wat in Suriname gebeurt, maar u weet het, Vader Jezus. Maar Job zegt in zijn woord, God straft naar recht. Vader, dank u wel. Dank u wel, Vader Jezus Christus. Maar laten wij ons hoofd heffen op naar u alleen, Vader. Want u bent de machtige Heiland. U helpt overal door, Vader. Vader, daarom dank ik u, Vader Jezus Christus. Dat wij moeten blijven vertrouwen, Vader, op u alleen, mijn Heiland. Vader, want u alleen zegt, zaai, zaai, en u zal maaien. Vader, we bidden om vertroosting, Vader. Vader, we bidden om liefde. We bidden, Vader Jezus, om eenheid overal, Vader. En we danken u, Vader, voor de hopeloze, Vader Jezus Christus, dat u ze hoop geeft. Vader, we bidden ook, Jezus Christus, voor allen die eenzaam zijn, Vader. Wij allen die eenzaam zijn, Vader, dat wij mogen weten, Vader, dat u dat wil, Vader. Anders, Vader, had u ons al eruit gehaald, Vader. Maar wij bidden u, Vader, omdat u, Vader, Jezus Christus, u alles kan. En we danken u dat wij bij u kunnen komen, mijn Heiland, Vader Jezus. Vader, dank u wel. Glorie en aanbidden, Vader, voor uw machtige Jezusnaam. Die is gegeven alle macht in de hemel en